Welcome back into hour number two of Riddle and the Reporter live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studio. You can also watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook live every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Download their app and use the promo code THEGAME today. I just gave my full-on NFL predictions, division by division throughout the entire league, AFC, NFC. Now it's time to get into my playoff predictions. And let's kick it off with the NFC. Number one seed, I have the Eagles. Two seed, I have the Lions. Three seed, I have the Niners. Four seed, I have the Saints. Five seed, I have the Bears. Six seed, I have the Seahawks. And seven seed, I have the Dallas Cowboys. So let's kick it off with three versus six. I have the Seahawks upsetting the San Francisco 49ers on wild card weekend.
Wow.
Number two versus number seven seeds on wild card weekend. Lions get their first playoff win in nearly 30 years, beating the same team they beat in 1993, the Dallas Cowboys. Then, my surprise NFC team is going to win a playoff game this year. The Chicago Bears go into New Orleans and beat the Saints.
Wow.
All right. In the divisional matchup, the Seattle Seahawks are going to travel to Philadelphia, and they are going to lose to Philadelphia. Geno Smith cannot get past that Philadelphia Eagles pass rush, and the Eagles win easily. Then we got an NFC North divisional rivalry in the other game in the divisional round, and the Lions take care of the Chicago Bears and move to the NFC Championship.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I have the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row.
All right, we need to make a wager on if that happens. You have to do something crazy if the Eagles, or I'm sorry, if the Lions make it this far.
I'm high on the Lions. Joe Rexroad is rolling his eyes somewhere.
Oh my God.
I'm high on the Lions. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's out there in Nolansville watching his son getting ready to play, and he's thinking, my gosh, Junie, you are on something.
All right. When I gave my projections and we saved the AFC South for last, everybody was upset that I picked the Jags to go 13-4, but I got some good news for you.
Okay.
The Jags are the number two seed, and they will be hosting the seven seed, Buffalo Bills. I got the Bills knocking out the Jags wild card weekend. So they go 13-4 for nothing. So okay. There you go, Titans fans. Does that make you feel better?
Not
the
really.
The Jags are getting kicked out first round by the Bills. All right. Number three seed Jets are going to be taking on the six seed Bengals. Give me the Jets. The Jets are going to beat the Bengals. I like their defense better. I like Aaron Rodgers and the weapons that they're going to have. I think the Jets at home, hosting a playoff game for the first time in a long time, are going to beat the Bengals. Then, to cap off Wild Card Weekend, Steelers will host the Chargers. Give me the Steelers.
Nah.
I think the Steelers beat the Chargers. I just think their pass rush is going to be the best in the league this year. Nobody is going to see it coming, but they're going to dominate the line of scrimmage. All right. Going into the divisional round for the AFC, a rivalry that we have loved watching year in and year out since these guys have taken over for their respective teams. Bills are going back to Arrowhead to take on the number one seed Chiefs, and the Chiefs are going to get it done again. Chiefs will be hosting the AFC Championship for the sixth time in a row since Patrick Mahomes has taken over.
That's insane.
All right, Steelers head to New York to take on the Jets. I got the Jets beating the Steelers. I'm all for Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Dalvin Cook, and company just being absolutely a juggernaut this year.
All right.
They will be going to the AFC Championship. In the AFC Championship, I'm rolling with the gangrene again. We're going to have an all-green Super Bowl.
Oh,
Eagles versus Jets in the Super Bowl. I think the Jets are the most complete team in the AFC.
I would want to see the Kelly Green jerseys versus the Jets whites.
Yeah, the throwback whites. That would be great.
That would be cool.
And then in the Super Bowl, after they went there last year, the Eagles will be your 2023 Super Bowl champions, knocking off the Jets, because I think if there's any other team that has as complete of a roster, as elite of quarterback play, I think it is going to be the Eagles. And the one weakness that the Jets have is their offensive line. And I think with the quarterback play, how much points the Eagles can put up, and their pass rush along with that, I think that the Eagles edge them out. And the Eagles are my Super Bowl champions going into this season. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
Okay. I like your picks. Now, the one part that I don't necessarily think will happen is Aaron Rodgers getting that far into the playoffs. I don't see it. T's and P's to him because of the line, I just don't see it. I think the proof needs to be in the pudding for me to see that. And until they show up as a good group in the NFL this year, look, this is Aaron Rodgers' second team overall, and if he has anything similar to what Brett Favre had going on once he left Green Bay as well, I mean, look, he could do very well. But this could also go tragically wrong as well. And I know for Robbie Stanley's sake, he definitely wants to see Jordan Love up here, and he wants to see Aaron Rodgers down here. But look, I like your thought process behind it. Just the one part for me is the Jets getting that far. And I do like the Eagles getting back to where they are. That's a very popular thing that I feel like a lot of people, even national talking heads, call us one of them, doesn't matter. That's a very popular thing because it's justifiable. I think that Jalen Hurts is going to have to learn from that mistake that he made. And so, and also too, you know what? I also go back to the quarterback series. You brought up the Bills and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I would just want to throw this out there.
Okay.
I would have a lot of faith in Josh Allen to have some redemption against him.
Really?
Whether it's in the playoffs or not. If he does get it in the playoffs, I could see it being close and Josh Allen prevailing.
I just see the Bills as a descending team. I don't think they're as good because you got to think.
And they could
be. It was due to Josh Allen's emergence as an elite quarterback.
Sure.
And then losing Dable to the Giants, yeah, I think, has a huge impact on him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at his numbers from 2021 to 2022. His interceptions went up through the roof. Him and Stephon Diggs, they're kind of button heads. The defense that was number one for the last couple of years, right up there with San Francisco. I mean, they're just not the same team. They lost a couple guys in free agency. I just don't think they're going to be as dominant. Again, they're going to always be in the conversation while Josh Allen is there. And teams are going to go through their ebbs and flows. I just think this year is going to be a down year for the Bills. I think they're going to I think they're going to need this year to recoup some talent, go out and get some free agencies, have another good draft class. I just don't see it this year. And I think they're going to be, not one of the better teams in the AFC. And I think the Dolphins are going to get some wins over them. I think the Jets are going to beat them at least once. And they just play in a tougher division. The last couple of years, the Dolphins haven't been that good.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets have stunk. The Patriots and Brady has left have stunk. You know, that's all different now. That's one of the best divisions in all of sports. And I just look at the Jets, and I think that defense is so good. And they didn't get any rest last year. That offense for the Jets was awful. And imagine if this Jets defense can get some rest and come out on a new series with fresh legs and actually wind in their lungs. I believe in the Jets. And I look at what Brady did with the Bucks, and I think Rodgers is even more hungry than Brady at this moment in time because he hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's only been to one Super Bowl, and he's only won one. I think he really, really wants to get back. And from everything that I've seen and heard, and maybe Hard Knocks has had an effect on me, I've only watched the first two episodes, so it's not like I've watched all of it. But it seems like he's really vibing with this team.
Sure, but I think, too, looking at what Rodgers is capable of, and I think last year was telling for the type of trend he was going on and the type of person he is now. He's an older seasoned veteran, but he's still thriving. And so for him to thrive with a new team and something he's not familiar with, it's going to be nice to see him gel with the team. And, yeah, Hard Knocks, people get – they just fall in love all the time with those teams. That's completely fine. But I would also think that, look, Dan Campbell is a surprising team, and I think that you had a good testament for that as well. And I would like to see the Lions get that far. I don't think that they will, but they could shock the world. Like, they are slowly grabbing the attention of everybody again. look, last night's one-point win was definitely telling of what they're capable of, and so they expected that win. They expected to be right in there with the Chiefs. And like you said, and we talked about this last hour, Chris Jones was out along with Travis Kelce, and that's a factor. So we'll see, and obviously whoever is hurt, whoever isn't playing as well, that's going to play a factor into a lot of this. It always does, and it's so early to talk about when we talked about it all summer long as well. So, Junie, well done on the predictions, and I'm looking forward to seeing who we're picking in our first week of the newest addition to our show.
We do have a new addition to the show. It's our brand new segment that I came up with, and we are going to be playing this on a weekly basis. So if you are into gambling, you have got to tune into this on a weekly basis. It is going to be a fun game coming up. It is called Price That Parlay, and it's going to be a two-segment game that Nick Kieser and I will play on a weekly basis. So tune in for that, because this is going to be a lot of fun. You are listening to Riddle and the Reporter here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Ready to win big?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
It's time for Price That Parlay.
Great cash, homie.
Here comes the money.
Now on Riddle and the Reporter.
Welcome back into Riddle and the Reporter, and you just heard it. It is now that time. It is going to be the money-making game on a weekly basis here for Riddle and the Reporter. Junie Riddle, Nick Kieser here in studio with you. So we're going to explain the game really quickly because there's a lot of components to it. So we're each going to pick eight games, all right? I'm going to flip a coin for who goes first, and we're going to do a snake draft. So if Nick wins the coin toss, he's either going to choose to get the first pick in the draft to pick his games, or he will either pick have the choice to pick the first parlay. Now, how the game is set up. If Nick, let's say Nick wins the coin toss, and he gets the first pick, I'll get picks 2 and 3. He'll get picks 4 and 5. I'll get picks 6 and 7, and so on, just like a snake draft, all right? And if he does get the first pick, I'll get the first parlay. Now, when he makes his 8 picks for the weekend between college and the NFL, we're going to throw them all in a hat, and we're going to draw them randomly. There's going to be 4 options for parlays. Listen. This is a gambling. We don't want to spend too much on gambling, so I limited it to $50 total, okay? We're going to each draw, so I will draw 4 for a parlay. And how confident I am between his picks and my picks, because it could be some of his, it could be some of mine, could be all of mine, could be all of his. How confident I am with that pick, I'm either going to choose $5, $10, $15, or $20. And once you make a selection on a dollar amount, That is gone, all right? And at the end, we are going to look at those amounts, and whoever wins, we're going to go back next week and see who won the most money. And we're going to do this all season long. So it's going to be a weekly competition. It's going to be a yearly competition to see who makes the most money with Price That Parlay. And it's the randomness is going to make it funny because, honestly, I'm going to diss a lot of Nick's picks. Because, you know, he picked last week, he picked Georgia Tech to cover Louisville, and I called him crazy, and they wound up doing it. So it's going to be funny in that aspect.
So
with
you
the,
shouldn't
with the
make fun of me. That's the real lesson.
No, I mean, I'm going to make fun of you regardless just because I enjoy making fun of you. We're going to get Connor Newt involved in this as well. He's going to be reading off the odds and the cash outs here. So we're going to get started. We're going to get started. First edition of Price That Parlay. All right, Kieser, heads or tails?
I'm going to go tails.
All right. It is heads. So I win the toss, and I am going to choose the first pick of the draft. So with the number one pick, I am going Eagles -4 against the Patriots.
Okay. So I'm going second. I'm going to take, and this is how we're doing it, right? We'll just go.
You're gonna pick 2 and 3.
Okay, so I'm gonna do Raiders versus Broncos as my first pick.
Okay, what's the spread on that?
The spread on this game.
What are you picking though?
I'm picking the Raiders.
Raiders?
Yep. Raiders over Broncos. The Raiders are +3.5.
Okay. All right. What's your second pick?
My second pick is going to be let's go Vikings at Bucks. I'm going to go Vikings -5.5.
Vikings -5.5. Okay. You did not take any of my top 10 selections, so those were towards the bottom for me. My next two picks, I'm going to go Seahawks at home against the Rams -4.5. I think the Seahawks win big against the Rams at home. So that is going to be the number 4 selection by me. And then with my next one, ooh, I like this one. I'm going Bears -1.5 at home against the Packers. And I'm doing this because Dobbs and Watson, their top two receivers, Watson's already been ruled out. And then Dobbs is not looking like he's going to play either. So I think that's an easy pick. Bears -1.5. So, all right, you get the next two picks.
I'm going to go, let's see, give me Titans versus Saints.
Ooh.
Give me the Titans.
All right, Titans are +3 on the road against the Saints. What's your next pick?
Let's go. Let's go 49ers, Steelers. Or wait, have you already taken that one?
I have not.
You have not taken that one. I'm going to go 49ers and Steelers. Give me the Niners -2.5.
Ooh, good pick. Good pick. I actually have the Niners winning that game as well. So if I do draw that, I will be happy with that. All right.
Okay.
With the number 8 pick in our little draft, I'm going Commanders -7 against the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals suck. I think they absolutely suck. And I think the Commanders have a really good matchup. The Cardinals' offensive line is terrible. Commanders' defense is really good.
Yeah,
so
rest in peace, Josh Dobbs.
I think they are going to win big. So I got Commanders -7. Then I'm going to move over to the college game. Give me Colorado -2.5 against Nebraska at home. Listen, the hype's real. The hype has been real for Colorado. And this is their first home game with Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's going to be huge. Give me Colorado -2 with the number 9 overall pick.
Okay. So I've got our final pick, correct?
No. We still have plenty more. Keep going.
So I'm going to go college here as well. And I was writing down something else on this pick before, because I was going NFL for just a half a second here to finish it out. But I'm going to go over to college. I'm going to take Vanderbilt over Wake Forest +10. So Vanderbilt upsets Wake Forest. I think that's a favorable matchup with Clark Lee. And I'm looking forward to seeing what it does, Junie. And I think that could be a popular pick this weekend for upsets across the nation.
Okay, what's your next pick?
I'm going to go college again as well. I had something in mind. I just have to find what the line is one more time. Give me Tulane over Ole Miss. That is a 6.5. I'm going to take the Green Wave over the Ole Miss Rebels. So I like that matchup because it's going to be a close matchup between both of them, and I think Lane Kiffin gets stunned after throttling Mercer in week one. And I think that they get humbled by the Green Wave and that coaching staff who's done a tremendous job. And shout out to the Spears Nation because that's where Tajay Spears just went to school last year.
Okay, you got two more picks left. With the 12th pick, I am going to go, I'm going to go a big upset here. Browns +1.5. Browns +1.5, taking on the Bengals. Listen, the Browns have really had Joe Burrow and the Bengals number. I think in week one, Joe Burrow being injured all preseason, not getting a lot of reps going into the year. We saw how that impacted him last year. I think the Browns are a decent team, and I think they stunned the Bengals on week one. So my second pick, where do I want to go with this one? You know what? I'm going to go Giants Sunday Night Football +3.5 to beat the Cowboys. Giants +3.5 to beat the Cowboys. So you got two more picks left, and then I'm going to round it out with the last pick of the draft.
Correct. Taking some good ideas here, Junie. I'm going to go ahead and take... I was thinking about this earlier, but you took that one. I had a couple of things. Wow, it kind of gets narrow here, doesn't it? Wow. I'm going to go with – have we done that? We've done the Jacksonville game, correct?
No, we have not.
No, we've not. So I will be taking the Jags over the Colts. Jags are a 4.5-point favorite, so I will take the Jags as my second-to-last pick over the Colts to start off the season.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to college football for a second, and I've not thrown this out there yet, and we talked to Big Joe earlier, so give me the Blue Raiders.
Ooh,
upsetting.
That was going to be
Missouri.
That was going to be one of mine. Oh, yep. That was going to be one of mine.
Roll.
But I have a backup, and this one's going to come from left field.
Okay.
This one's coming from left field. I'm going to the college game.
Okay.
And not only am I going to the college game, I'm going to the mid-majors. Give me Texas State.
Okay.
Plus 13.5 against Houston. Texas State upset Baylor in week one of college football, stunning them. Houston beat UTSA, which we know a lot about UTSA.
Yes,
and
we do.
How good they are. But 13.5 for a team that just beat Baylor? Yeah, give me Texas State to cover the 13.5 against an in-state Houston team. So that is the final pick of the draft. Do you want to go through on your picks real quick?
We can, for sure.
All right, number one pick for me, Eagles -4. 2 and 3 for you.
2 and 3 for me. Okay, Vikings -5.5 over the Bucks. Then I've got the Raiders 3.5 over the Broncos. Those were my first two.
Picks 4 and 5 for me, Seahawks -4.5, Bears -1.5.
Okay, Titans over Saints. Titans a +3 in that matchup. Then I've got the Niners over the Steelers. The Niners are a -2.5 in that matchup.
Okay, and then I got Commanders with the 8th pick, -7. 9th pick, I got Colorado Buffaloes, -2.5 against Nebraska.
Okay. I've got Vanderbilt upsetting Wake Forest. Vanderbilt is a 10.5-point dog in this battle. And then I've got Tulane taking on Ole Miss. And Tulane, I lost that for a second. I believe it's a 10. I did not write that one down. I apologize.
It is around 10.
I think it's 15. I lost it for some reason.
Is it really 15?
Something like that. I just said it. Why have I done this to myself?
Either way. So with my 12th pick, I got the Browns +1.5 against the Bengals. And then with my 13th pick, I got the Giants +3.5 at home on Sunday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. Your final two picks.
My final two, I got Jags over the Colts, and then I have the Blue Raiders upsetting the Missouri Tigers.
All right. And again, my final pick and the last pick of the draft, I have Texas State +13.5 going up against the Houston Cougars. So coming up next, we're going to throw all these picks in a hat. Connor is going to draw them. You get the first pick in the crack at the parlay. Might be some of my picks, might be some of your picks. Connor is going to give us the odds. He's going to give us the payout. And then we got football to watch to see who is going to win the first pick of Price That Parlay. Coming up next here on Riddle and the Reporter on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Ready to win big?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
It's time for Price That Parlay.
Straight cash, homie.
Here comes the money.
Now on Riddle and the Reporter.
Welcome back into Riddle and the Reporter. It is now time for segment 2 of the first edition of Price That Parlay. We went through and we drafted, between the two of us, 8 picks apiece, 16 picks for week 2 of college football and week 1 of the NFL. Now we have our producer, Connor Newt, in the back, inside our lovely MTSU football helmet. He will be drawing the first 4, and since I had the first pick of the draft, Keezer will get the first crack at the parlay. So, Connor, draw the first 4 games and then let us know what is going to be the odds, what is going to be the payout, and based off of that, Keezer will either select a $20 parlay, $15, $10, or $5. Let's get it. Connor, what is the first drawing that you drew?
Mr. Keezer, with your first pick, you are, I guess you're awarded Titans +3 versus the Saints.
Oh my gosh. One of your picks.
Yeah, it was. I will put the Titans.
Well, hold on. He's got to pick the next three. He's got to pick the next three.
That's right.
Hang on. Got to kiss the helmet before we draw.
Oh, my gosh. You MTSU boys.
Speaking of MTSU, Raiders plus 3.5. Oh, wait. Different Raiders. Sorry. Las Vegas Raiders plus 3.5. This is the Broncos.
Plus 3.5?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Another one of your picks, Keezer.
All right. Your next pick?
Literally.
Give him one of mine just for some juice.
Well, funny you should say that. Commanders minus 7.
Oh, I wanted that one.
And with the final pick, Nick Keezer selects another one of Junie's picks, the Seahawks minus 4.5.
Oh, that's another good one. That's a gimme. Okay. So, Nick, you can either choose a $20, $15, $10, or $5 based on your confidence of that. And while you're doing that, Connor is going to go through on our sports book, and he is going to generate your odds and what the payout is going to be.
Okay.
So he's getting that together right now. Do you got the parlay together, Connor?
Still working on the odds right now.
All right, so based off of this, you got Titans plus 3,
right.
Raiders plus 3.5. Then you got my picks of Commanders minus 7, mm-hmm. and Seahawks minus 4.5. So you got two favorites, you got two dogs covering
the
spread.
And ideally, this is what we want it to look like.
50-50.
Yeah, it's not something you can go really too wrong with. So I like the first drawing, personally. So Connor is working his magic behind the glass.
We're ready for your wager.
Okay.
What are you going to pick?
Hmm.
How confident are you in this parlay?
I'm pretty confident. So am I just, for our audience, am I going, so I'm picking one, and I'm just putting it as a 20, 15, 10, or 5.
Yep,
correct?
And once you choose that number, mm-hmm. that number is off the board for me to pick in the next round of drawing.
All right, so I'm going to go at a $15.
15.
Okay. I'm going to be taking the Commanders, okay, minus 7. So let's do that at the $15. So that would be my first one.
All right, that's a parlay, dude. It's all the picks.
It's all four.
It's all four together. That's the point of the game. Keezer, price that parlay.
All right.
If you want to run the 15, I've got your two wins.
So what are the odds? He chose 15. Listen, it's not our fault Keezer doesn't know the rules. All right. I've sent him the rules. Hell, I even sent him a podcast of where I did this. If he doesn't know what's going on,
I listen.
That's on him.
I brain farted.
So $15. What are the odds, and then what is the payout? So plus what?
Plus 1,153 are your odds, and your payout is $172.95.
Ooh, $172.95. Listen, I like this because honestly, I probably would have went 20 because your picks on Titans plus 3 and Raiders plus 3.5. Mm. I would have made those picks as well. So
right.
I think you got a good chance of winning
this. Right, right.
All right, Connor, next four for my first parlay. Where are we at?
Okay. Junie, your first one. The funniest one out of all of them, Texas State.
Yes! Yes!
Over Houston.
Well, it's not over. They just have to cover the 13.5.
Well, not over. It's plus 13.5.
Okay.
You know. Your next pick will be the Browns plus 1.5. I'm not liking that one too much.
That was one of my last picks, too.
Your next one, the Giants plus the 3.5.
Okay.
And your final one, the Bears minus the 1.5.
Okay, I do like that one. Okay. So these are all my picks.
Yeah, these are all your picks.
These are all my picks.
And then I got the other ones, too.
And I'm going to tell you this. Browns and Giants were like two of my last picks, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm not as confident. And I love the Bears.
Sure.
And honestly, even though I picked Texas State as my last pick, I'm actually really confident that Texas State is going to go and put up a game. Listen, if you can beat Baylor, who's been a perennial top 25 team the last couple of years, if you can beat Baylor by double digits.
It could work. Yeah.
I think that you can play with Houston. Now, Houston looked really, really good against UTSA. All right. I'm not super confident in this at all. I'm not super confident in this. I'm gonna select the five.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna select the five,
not the 10.
No,
you don't want to go bold in week one.
No, I don't want to go bold with these picks. These are some of my worst picks. The only one that I'm ultra confident in is Bears minus 1.5.
That's sad.
I'm not going with it. I'm going with the $5 one. Connor, where are we at with the parlay? Are we close?
The database is still computing.
Well, in the meantime, I am enjoying this for sure, and we definitely came prepared. We'll be a lot more. We will run this smoother.
Well, no,
from
first,
now on.
First,
but,
you need to know the basis of the game.
The basis of the, and this is the, look. I had to learn in the morning with
it's
Pigskin Pick'em
that parlay.
Okay. Well, I'm not Bob Barker, so.
Well, you should be.
I should be. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Bob Barker.
Yes. Yes.
But no, listen. And also with the Giants as well, Wandale Robinson is iffy on whether or not he'll play.
Look, I saw that.
That's iffy. And then
Darren Waller,
he might not play either.
It is questionable.
I think if they do play at home, because Wandale Robinson is going to be more than likely Daniel Jones' number one wide receiver.
Right now.
And he dealt with injuries last year.
Yeah, that was bad.
And so now.
Tony was there too.
And so now without Darren Waller, who apparently they've had a really, really good connection in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm telling you.
Duke and Kentucky standout just going at it. Wow. Okay. All right, Connor, are we computed?
We are currently having trouble finding Texas State.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. I'm doing my best here, Junie, but
Either way. I selected five. We'll go back to it. Go ahead and draw Nick's four and then go look for it.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Keezer, are you ready?
Yes.
Your first pick is Colorado minus the 2.5.
Ooh, okay. One of my picks.
Feels like Keezer's only getting Junie's picks here.
Mm. No, I was half last
time. That's 3 in a row, though.
It is 3 in a row.
But he will get the Vikings minus the 5.5.
All right.
See, I don't know about that one.
The next pick, Vanderbilt plus the 10.5.
You get 10 points with Vanderbilt. I think that's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, as you scribbled across the sheet, Tulane over Ole Miss with no line on it, but that's okay.
Yes, let me find it.
Oh my gosh, man.
Just saw it earlier, so let me look it up.
It's a top 25 matchup. How did you lose the line?
Because I was searching for it, okay, and I scrolled and I went farther. Okay, I do have it. Tulane is a plus 6.5.
Okay, so you're taking Tulane plus 6.5.
Correct.
See, you said like 10.
Well, I was looking. I was thinking of my other picks, and it was relatively close.
And they're at home, too.
They are at home. Yes.
They're at home.
All right. You guys ready for where I want to put this?
Yeah, where do you want to put this at?
I'm going to put this at 10.
10? So 10. You're leaving me with the 15.
10, yes. No, I had 15 the first time around.
Oh, yeah, you did have.
You got the 20, Jimmy.
Oh, so I got the 20. I got to go big or go home.
You have 20 and 5, yes.
Oh, man. So we're evened out here.
Mm-hmm.
You got $25 in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I got $25 in the mix. By the way, we do have to do this.
Yeah.
We do have to bet money on this.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Whatever you, I mean, listen, if you don't have to get McDonald's tonight or something like that, save your Happy Meal for another day. You're throwing the $15 on this. I'm going to log into your sports book and force you to create these parlays. So, wait, Connor, while you're still looking up some of these odds, what are the final four for me? So, since I do have the $20 parlay, what are the final four that are in the hat for me? So I can kind of ponder this and see how, you know, confident I should be, even though I don't have a choice. Keezer left me with the largest amount to bet.
Hate to do it to you.
Junie, your final four. Eagles minus the 4.
Oh, my number one pick.
Jags over the Colts. I can't read whoever wrote that.
It's 3.5.
Three and a half.
Or 4.5, sorry.
Correct.
What is that? Niners over the Steelers, even though your Niners looks like it says Tigers. But let me see if I can get the final pick unlodged from this helmet.
I'm liking this so far. I am liking this one so far. Oh, no. I know what it is.
Roll, Raiders, roll, baby.
Oh, my gosh. MTSU, what
blue,
is it? Plus
blue knighted. Oh,
is it
gosh.
Plus 20 and a half?
Wouldn't know. You didn't write the line.
What is with you and lines, dude? Why can't
All
you
right,
get this together?
Hold on.
I'm almost for certain it's
Missouri,
20 and a half.
Okay.
MTSU is plus 20 and a half.
Yeah, plus 20 and a half.
Yep.
To cover.
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right. Either way. So, obviously, first week of this has not gone to board. We are going to go to break really quickly. Connor is going to compute during the break.
Yes.
And we promise that next week we're going to be a little bit more.
Yes.
He's going to try to compute.
So, either way, you're listening to the first edition, clearly, of Price That Parlay here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. We'll be right back. Welcome back in to Riddle and the Reporter, live here from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Listen, Price That Parlay, it's a complicated game. But we have kind of gotten things together during the break. So, the game that could not be found, and it's partially my fault, because I mixed it up.
We had a two-game error, actually.
Well, it is, because I said Texas State was playing Houston, and they're actually playing UTSA, who Houston beat. So the Texas teams and the amount of D1 schools that are in the state of Texas, that, I mean, that's what really got me.
Mm-hmm.
So now the last team I'm having to look for here is going to be the Missouri and MTSU game for these silly Blue Raiders. And listen.
Do you need the line for that? Because I already know it.
Well, no. I know the line, but I just got to add it for this final parlay. So the one that we couldn't get was for mine, and it was the $5 bet, and that was for the Texas State plus 13.5, Browns plus 1.5, Giants plus 3.5, and Bears minus 1.5. And I wasn't very confident about that parlay, and so I only bet 5. So it was plus 1203 on the odds for $60.15 for a $5 bet, okay?
Okay.
And so for your next parlay, you put $10 on that, and that was for Colorado minus 2.5 going up against Nebraska, Vikings minus 5.5 at home going up against the Bucks, Vanderbilt on the road plus 10 at Wake Forest, and then Tulane, a home dog against the Ole Miss Rebels for plus 6.5. You went 10 on that one and took that selection off the board, leaving me with only a $20 bet. And those odds for that second parlay for you are plus 1263 for a payout of $126.30. Now, for my final parlay, I'm putting it in right now. My final parlay for $20 was Eagles minus 4 going up against the New England Patriots. The Jags minus 4.5 going up against the Colts. 49ers minus 2.5 on the road against my Steelers. And finally, MTSU on the road against Missouri. We just talked to Joe Duman. He seems pretty confident that they might make some noise in Columbia, Missouri. Plus 20.5 going up against their second SEC game in a row. Ooh, man. And listen, I like this last parlay, and you left me with the 20. And
I
this
did.
Could come back to bite you,
possibly.
Nick Keezer.
Possibly.
And I'm going to tell you why. The odds are plus 1284. A $20 parlay wins me $256.80. Ooh!
Rolling in the dough.
Oh, if I hit that. If I hit that, Keezer, you're done for. You're done for, dude.
Just retire.
Either way. So that's the first edition of Price That Parlay. Listen, we're gonna actually make these bets. We're gonna be watching these games, and I think there's gonna be a little bit of trash talk, Keezer, because I think by the looks of this, with this $20 one you left me, man, I think you're gonna get it.
There's
man.
A couple of Chris Sanders esque games in here for us.
Texas State.
I'm surprised that
listen,
none of
Chris
us...
Sanders, if it's not a minimum 20-point dog,
he's not
picking them in silly underdogs.
Not taking them.
I will tell you that.
I'm surprised that none of us put WKU in the first week, but I'm sure that we'll come around to that at some point. Now, when we do have the 100 miles of hate, we are definitely throwing this game in there.
Well, we can't because the show's on a Friday, and that's a Thursday game. I already told you that.
Oh, that's right.
Because you were already talking about, we got to go to the game. We got to go to the game, and it's a Thursday night. And, brother, you're the morning show host or morning show producer.
I could deal with it.
You're not going to go to Western Kentucky to watch a football game knowing what it's like going to a Western Kentucky football game because it is an absolute party. Every home game is a party.
It is.
I'll let you guys know.
And then come back
goes.
And be here. At 5 a.m. in the morning.
Connor.
Are you going to go to the game? The Western MTSU game?
It's in Bowling Green.
Nah, dog. I got class.
College student problems.
Forget about it.
Either way. So that is the first edition of Price That Parlay. 615-737-1025. Let us know who you think is going to win more money this weekend.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know, Nick. I made the game. So I played the game before. I think I'm
going to get you. What was my payout for my second parlay?
Your payout for your second parlay is $126.30.
Okay.
So you want to do the math on that real quick?
No, I hadn't had that down yet.
Let's see who has the potential to make more. So you got $172.95 plus $126, and I'm adding this up right now. So $299.25. You have the potential to win $300 this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for me, I got $60.15 because of my $5 parlay, and then I got my $20 one of $256.80, and that adds up to $316.95.
Okay.
So if we both hit on both of our parlays, mm-hmm. and if we're just that good,
yeah.
I mean, number one, I'd beat you.
Sure.
And number two, we'd both be making right around $300.
Yeah,
bucks.
That's fine with me.
Either way.
That's a win-win.
And number three, you're welcome, because this is all mine, and I'm your good luck charm.
Oh, yeah?
I kissed the helmet for you, Junie.
I know. It's hard. It's hard, you know, being on an MTSU flagship station when you went to the rival of MTSU. Listen, I got respect for the Blue Raiders and their athletic program, but either way. So that's the first edition of Price That Parlay. Let's wrap things up with talking about the Titans. I want a final score. What do you think the final score of the Titans is?
See, that's going to be tough because I could see this being a 27-24 game. I really could. And I know that the over-under doesn't necessarily look too attractive to me either. So, I mean, I do think that that will be the score. And I do think that the Titans win. I think it comes down to 3 points. I think this will be a testament. And look, these are two new kickers on each team. Obviously, one's a veteran, one's an undrafted rookie. You got Blake Group, I think is how you say his last name, and then you got Nick Folk for the Titans. But I do think it will be a 3-point differential on Sunday.
I think you're right about the 3 points. I'm just going to go a little bit less on the scoring.
Okay.
I'm going to go Titans 23. Saints 20.
Okay.
I think the Titans forced 2 to 3 turnovers in this game. I think you're gonna watch the game, and I think the Saints are gonna be able to move the ball a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But I see the Titans having one big play in the second half to
sure.
where they dial it up, whether it's D-Hop, whether it's Chig, whether it's Traylon. I think Tannehill's going to hit a bomb to one of these guys on a play-action play to Derrick Henry. I think Derrick Henry has a big first half, and then they start to air it out a little bit in the second half and come back to win. And I think it may come down to a last-second field goal. I think these teams are that even.
It very well could. And the over-under for the game, by the way, Connor, I don't know if you've seen it. The over-under is 41.5. For the game. So
I would go, we would both be, I would be both, slightly over. You're definitely 27-24. Yeah. That's over.
Right.
That
right.
is over.
I'll go under.
You're going to go under. What do you think the final score is going to be?
I'm with you guys on the close score. I'm going to go 21-17 Titans.
Okay.
21-17.
Respectable. I like it.
I think, and it could be. Both teams have really good defenses. Titans offensive line is their Achilles heel. You know, the Saints have a brand new quarterback in Derek Carr. We could see a lot of turmoil on offense.
This
could be a highly defensive game. Who has the ball last? It could be that, and who wins the turnover battle? Obviously, I mean that is going to be huge. I just see the Titans taking care of the ball, and I think Derek Carr, when under pressure, which he will be under pressure with this Titans defense being at full force. I think the Titans forcing him into some sticky situations, and that is what's going to elevate them.
I think so. I think so. And this has been a fantastic move to Fridays. I'm looking forward to doing this program on Fridays with you, Junie, along with Connor. And Price That Parlay went pretty well. We'll be a lot more organized next week. But
we will be more organized. Listen, I know it was a bit chaotic with Price That Parlay, but it's going to be fun. We're going to get into the rhythm of it
right.
a little bit more. And again, betting's a new trend, and we want to have a little bit of fun with a betting segment.
Especially for me.
On this show. So, yeah, the one that doesn't know what a parlay is. Either way, this has been Riddle and the Reporter. New time, 6 to 8 on Friday nights. 102.5, 106 through the game. Junior Riddle, Nick Kieser. Have a great weekend filled with football. We are out.